Hey girl.
Hey.
Hi guys. My name is Nakia.
And I'm Carla.
And we are
Two She's in a Pod podcast.
The wait is over.
Finally.
Oh my gosh. We are finally here recording our first.
Technically, our third episode, but we had a lot of technical difficulties. That this is very new to us, we had recorded previously two other hot interviews.
Well, we're kind of interviewing each other.
Yeah, but we had some issues and we lost those, so.
Yes, so this time we know to download the episode as soon as we are finished. And we're so excited because we have some great topic for you guys today.
Yeah, we really do.
Oh my gosh, you want to start it off?
Yeah. So the topic for today is, So I was talking to Nakia this morning because I'm like, well, today, because I had a little situation happen this morning where an old flame, try to like creep back, right? So I was saying we should probably talk about when lovers turn into strangers and what that feels like. And like when one person moves on
and the other one has not even left the station.
Yeah. Like how you deal with that? How you process that?
What do you do?
Yeah.
That's a tough thing. That is a tough thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We become the person that left and we also have been left.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Not you. I've been left. No? You don't have those problems?
You know what? It's so crazy.
No.
So, okay, I haven't been left. I haven't been left, but there was one situation where the person was like, yeah, I'm not messing with you like that no more. And then, but we got back
into the groove.
After a couple of months, we got back into the groove of things, and then I ultimately ended up leaving.
Poor thing.
Finally. Poor thing. So, yeah.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard to break up with somebody or it's hard to separate yourself from somebody, especially when, you know, there's no, like, abuse or there's no, like, you know, real toxic stuff. You're just not there anymore.
Yeah, like no cheating or anything.
Yeah.
Like that. But I would say this. I'm realizing the older I'm getting, I'm starting to realize that, like, cheating is not, like, I don't want to. I'm afraid to say it.
What are you going
to
say?
But like, I feel like the older I'm getting, it's not that I can excuse cheating because I don't think that cheating is something that you should
impulsive. Like,
but I think the older I'm getting and dealing with different people, I'm starting to realize there's some really deep rooted things that can break people up besides something cheating. As obvious as cheating.
Yes,
right? If y'all not on the same page,
y'all
morals don't align.
Sometimes.
Culture, values don't align.
Religion definitely is like a no-no.
Yeah, so it's like other things that can cause you to break up, which then makes me feel like if I was in a situation, and I'm not putting this out there, I am not condoning it.
Right.
But if I was in a situation where everything was good, but the person the male kind of ended up cheating.
Would you then leave or you're not sure? Because I think every situation
is different.
And you don't know, like, what could it be? Because people think cheating is only physical, but there's emotionally cheating. I even think there's financially cheating.
Yeah.
Like, so your man is spending money on a friend or doing things that's not, you know, that he wouldn't like you to do if the shoes are next week.
Oh, he's not telling you about.
So yeah.
I have a little friend on the side. She's my good friend, but I'm sending her money every
lunch and yeah. Like, she gonna need help with her bills. Like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You got bills over here. We're just saying, like, there's other things besides the physical act of cheating to be considered cheating. Mm-hmm. So that's a good point. I feel like it's hard to be the person who got left and the person is off. Like, they still on the train and left the station. They're living their best life. And you're over here like, dang. It makes you feel like, well, was this even love?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you really care for me? Yeah. If you could move away so easy. But what I think is, it's not that they moved away easy. They probably broke up with me in their hearts and their mind months ago.
Which is normally how that goes, right?
Yeah.
You break up first. Like, for me, at least. I know I'm done with the person I don't want to say probably months or a couple of weeks before I actually
physically separate
that I'm done, or you know. But there's flags. They're gonna have, you're gonna see some things that you're gonna know that I'm not acting the same, or you're gonna realize they like
turn their blind eye on red flags. Not red flags, on those flags.
Little key things that you don't do anymore.
Like, you know.
Back to the topic.
I'm sorry.
Back to the topic. Yeah. Back to the topic. Because I think this is a really good
topic.
Because I see it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it grown up. I see it now.
Right.
I see it with myself.
Right.
What do you do, or how do you cope with when lovers become strangers? How do you feel? And then what do you take into your next relationship?
Yeah.
With that? You know what
I'm saying? It's so crazy when you've been with this person for a long time, every day, talking to this person every day, texting this person every day. Mm-hmm. Y'all engaged, and then suddenly it's nothing. It's like dry. You don't hear from the person. Mm-hmm. It's like, not the person's your enemy. I mean, they could be your enemy.
Yeah.
But it's hard. That's hard. And some people just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it two ways, right?
Yeah.
I look at it like, we may break up on some bad terms, right?
Right.
Like, you nigga, whatever the case is, whatever. That, to me, that's easier for you to kind of like, be like, forget about it, right?
Right.
But we may break up on some mutual understanding.
Right. Right. Like, it's not working.
Yeah.
Let's just do a
call. But sometimes you break up with mutual understandings, but you still have a love for that person. And I think that's when it hurts the most. It's like, I really love this person so much. I know this person loves me. Probably I can't love them in their love language or the way that they want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. They can't love me the way I want to. But I know what's best for both of us is to separate.
So do you still engage with this person?
No.
You guys don't, you know, don't have hate for each other. It's just, do you still, you think it's proper to still engage with this person?
I don't. I think that space is needed. I always feel like space is needed after a breakup. Like, I'm not one of those people that can be friends with my ex. Or I need space. I need a lot of space just to get my mind, you know, my mental right. And then also for me to like separate that like intimacy, you know what I'm saying? I need a little break. I need to focus on myself, get myself right.
Yeah.
And then once I get myself right, possibly move on. Then we can be cordial. I wouldn't even say that we can be like friends, but
like
we can definitely
one
be
in every
cordial.
Once a week or something.
I wouldn't be reaching out, but if I see you, I would say something. Or if you hit me up, I'm going to respond back, but I'm not doing the reaching out.
See, I used to be friends with my exes,
mm-hmm.
right? I used to be like, what? Y'all having a barbecue come through? Like, yeah, you want to hang out?
Yeah,
I know. Then I stumbled on that one ex. Then I was like, oh, okay. Oh, this is what everybody be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I was disconnected and I was good with just being cordial, they thought that what I was doing was leading them to something that was
yeah, because it's that access though.
Yeah,
that person still has that access. And you know what it is? It's easier to fall back in something with an ex.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So we can be it could be a year, a whole year go by, and you and this person don't talk or really have that much of, you know,
things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, following Instagram, following social medias, whatever, kind of like keep up that way.
Right.
Every once in a while, I like their posts or whatever the case is. But I think if y'all are hanging out.
Yeah, that's crossing the line. The boundaries already, the line is already gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Because once you start hanging out that one day, it turns into two.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start texting.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's that, oh, you know you want me to come over? Mm-hmm. What you doing?
Well, let's go grab a drink.
Right, because they know you. They
yeah, let's
know
go
what
chill.
You like.
Yeah, you know, let's go chill.
You know, Chris Brown and that girl, Seven, had this song, how can my ex-boyfriend be my next boyfriend? You ever heard that song?
No.
Oh, wow. But the song is cool, though, because he's just singing, like, how can my ex-boyfriend be my next boyfriend? Like,
oh, yeah.
They broke up, but they're still in love with each other, and there's no boundaries.
That's why that's what I'm saying. You need the boundaries.
But
you need that separation. That's why I don't have a problem being strangers after I stop talking to somebody. Like, I don't have a problem being just like, you know what? That was a time in my life we shared what we had to share during
and
that moment.
It.
You know, sometimes I strongly believe in you're a blessing or a lesson.
Yeah, sure.
And a lot of these times you can figure out very early on if this person is going to be a blessing or a lesson. And if they are a blessing, listen, thank you for blessing me and I'm out. And if you are a lesson, thank you for that lesson.
And I'm out.
Let's hope that I'm not going to bring that to my new situation.
Right.
But I'm out.
So how do you deal with those exes who can't be strangers? Like, they refuse to respect your boundaries. They refuse to, like, they get mad at you when you mm-hmm. don't answer their phone. Or they try to make it into, like, a thing. Like, oh, I'm not trying to bother you, but you are.
Yeah, I don't answer anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I really don't. I'm not going to answer your phone calls, especially if, you know, if it crosses a line. Because some of these guys, because they have access to you, because y'all was together in a relationship, they, you know, it's easy for them to catch that attitude.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, we're not even
personal.
We're not even on that type of time. Don't get an attitude with me.
I don't owe you anything. I'm not obligated to answer this phone for you.
So I don't.
And then when you post a good picture of you outside living your life, they try to throw a little shade. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I see you.
Yeah, you do.
As you should. I mean, because I am outside.
And if you don't want to see me, you know what you could do. But yeah, so I really, like, you know, people think like I'm cutthroat like that. But like, I just feel like, if I don't know, this is the thing. Like, I'm in this space in my life right now where I kind of know what I want and I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So if it is something that I no longer want or is no longer suiting me, I am going to move on.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm going to be respectful, but once you cross that boundary and you're disrespectful, then I have you leave me no choice but to give you that same treatment, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Like, my ex, like, because I truly love her as a person,
mm-hmm.
I'm better now, but I think it was hard for me because I'm like, dang, I'm hurting her.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I needed that space. Yeah. But I love you as a person. Like, if we weren't together, you would be my friend.
You would truly
be my friend. Like, and the fact that I have to create boundaries, not only for her, but for myself,
mm-hmm.
it's like, dang.
That's tough.
You're my homie, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
but
tough.
I know that if I open those gates, it's going to start a lot of confusion. And so, to respect her and respect myself,
mm-hmm.
these boundaries be put in place. But those situations, those lovers and strangers transitions is hard.
Yeah, especially because you built a friendship.
Yes.
And if y'all, you know, forget it. If you guys are together for like forever and a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, if y'all broke up for something that's not like...
Like you said, like cheating or like assault or like, you know, disrespect. And
it's more so like, babe, we just not just on the same
not
page.
Mesh right now.
And like wherever you are trying to lead us, I don't want to go. And where I'm trying to lead us, you're not trying to go. So let's just go out separate. I think those are the ones that's really
hardest ones mm-hmm. to kind of just be like, because you can't block them out because it's not a, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I wished we could go on the same page. I wish we were on the same track.
Yeah.
But we're just not. That's the hard ones for real.
Well, that's why you have to find somebody that's equally yoked.
Absolutely.
You know, that's why you got to find. And it's hard. But I think the older that you get, you kind of...
You kind of know,
you just know what you want.
Yeah. But then sometimes, too, you ever see those couples that, like, break up for mm-hmm. a long period of time. And then they somehow find themselves... back together,
mm-hmm.
maybe that time or that period in their life, it was just not meant to be.
Agreed.
Right. Like, it just, they wasn't connecting, but it's like, let's revisit this.
No, or let's not, right?
Yeah.
Or how about this? And I really feel like this is a key thing, right? Say like that, for instance, what you just gave, that example, right?
Yeah.
We were together. It didn't work. We went our separate ways.
Right.
I think it's such a beautiful thing. If I'm not thinking about you, you're not thinking about me.
Yeah.
I'm over here living my life
yeah.
better than myself.
Right.
You over there living your life better than yourself. I don't know what you got going on. You don't know what I got going on.
Yeah.
And miraculously, by God's grace, y'all, boom.
Reunite. Yeah. That's definitely
And God's then it's like, yeah. And then it's like, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even force this. This just kind of just happened organically. And we're both in two different you know, places in our lives.
Where
now we understand each other. Now we can't, you know what I'm saying? I think that is the best case scenario, which everyone, I think, ultimately wants
absolutely
to happen.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Well, a lot of time it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But that's okay. But those are the organic, like, wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, people who were married, got divorced, and then remarried again.
That just means they wasn't supposed to get divorced.
In the first place.
Yeah, it's like, girl, what are you doing?
You be throwing
stick out with your man.
Yes, or stick out with your woman. People just be throwing a towel in so fast without, like, doing the hard work. And I think any relationship, even friendship, even relationships when it comes to your family, every form, there is some form of work that has to be done on both parties.
Yeah. Like platonic friendships. Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? Or like, yeah, you're right. Like family relationships.
Yeah.
If you really think about it, like, we've been sisters, right, for 35 years. We're the same age. But anyway, just think about how many different phases we went through in life.
Yeah.
How many different life-changing experiences we went through.
A whole lot.
You are constantly changing and growing.
Evolving.
Now, think about being with somebody for 35 years.
Yeah.
You right? Know. It's like all of these trends. You met me when I was 35. Now I'm 45.
Yeah.
I'm different at 55.
Yeah.
You're not going to, I'm not going to be the same as 55 as I'm 35.
And you still don't want me to be the same.
Yeah. But just a lot of things physically is going to change. Mentally is going to change.
Career is going to change. Perception, ideology.
Everything so much changes. And you got to.
Some people cannot deal with change. They will hold on to the you that they met. And they're like, but you were this person back in 2010.
Girl.
Like, this is 2025, 15 years ago. Like, I'm not the same person.
Or, I had a little situation. Okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you meet this person, and I'm going to kind of put my business on friendship a little bit. But you meet a person, everything is going so good.
Right.
Like, everything is going so good.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's my person. I finally found the one. I'm going to get married. Listen, we about to have these babies. And then when you guys make a mistake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like the whole time y'all was dating, talking, everything was perfect.
Yep.
This one little mistake. Oh, one big mistake.
Right. Let's put it like that.
Listen. Literally drew the hugest wedge.
Between the two.
And now y'all cannot get back to where y'all was.
And I'm going to say something about that.
And it's, a couple of years has gone past. Yeah. 2 years now, total, right?
Right.
And y'all still can't get back. Now, in a situation like that,
right?
I'm looking at it like, if me and you do get back,
how, if something else happens,
and we decide to go full throttle, we get married, whatever the case is, something happened. I may get you upset. Yeah. You know, I may make a mistake.
Right.
How are you going? What are you going to do to me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, bitch, I can't be with you. You know what I'm saying?
There's no forgiveness. There's no grace. But then they want you to have grace.
Hit it.
Have forgiveness to
hit
them. Those type of people, you got to cut them off right at the end. Because it makes no... You have to be able to forgive people in life.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the person you say you want to be with for the rest of your life. They're going to disappoint you.
You have to forgive.
Inevitable.
Yeah. You... Listen, forgiveness, people don't understand. And I like literally... You have to forgive for yourself.
Not for the other person.
I'm talking like situations where... Someone hurt you to the core.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not even talking about emotion. I'm like, somebody physically hurt you.
Yeah.
You have to forgive that person in order to set yourself free.
Yeah.
You holding on to that.
Pain.
That pain, that bondage.
And it breaks you down mentally.
And physically. you don't even realize what that's doing to you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that you got to forgive and forget and, you know, never remember. No, I'm saying forgive that person in your heart so that you can let that situation go.
Oh, and you could free yourself. That's a bondage you're wrapping yourself up into.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize that. And then it shows in their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No one said that the pain that you went through is not valid. You went through something serious, whether it's, like you said, physical or emotionally or just mentally.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to forgive. Your kids going to disappoint you. Your job going to disappoint you.
Your parents.
Your friends, your sister, everybody.
Everyone.
You know is going to disappoint you. So if you can't forgive the person that you say you want to spend the rest of your life with, how are you going to forgive your kids when they do something that you don't like?
Yeah. You have to figure. I really think, right, and this is my belief. People that don't got siblings,
man,
they, like, this is like, this is the thing that I always think, and I'm, you know, let me know if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But if you don't got siblings, there's a lot of life lessons and life, things that you do not know how to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, disagreement with people, forgiveness, fighting.
Frustration.
You know what I'm saying? Like, siblings, especially if you got, like, a family with a lot of y'all.
Yeah.
you go through this on an everyday basis with your siblings. So now you're going through it in life with your coworkers.
Yeah. Or, it doesn't bother you.
Girl, it's like, bro, I have siblings at home. You said something that you think it was going to hurt my feelings. Girl, I got sisters at home.
Listen.
The way we be arguing, the way we used to argue and fight, that's not doing me nothing.
Your little disagreement we got going on here in the lunchroom
ain't
doing me nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what, too? People who don't have siblings, they don't understand the relationship that the person that they're with have with their siblings.
Correct. Oh, girl.
They get jealous. They don't understand why y'all on the phone so much. They don't understand why you got to go at their house all the time.
Why they pop it up.
They just don't understand.
Why can't they pop up?
I don't know. I mean, I know we shifted off the topic real quick, but...
No, but it's so funny because it's kind of all tied into it. Like, yeah. And that's why we strangers today.
That's why we went from lovers to strangers.
Because you don't understand me, baby. You don't understand me.
You need to learn me. Like... Sometimes relationships are good just to end it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be strangers. It's best for us. Because I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to jail. And I don't want to go to hell either. Because the thoughts I be thinking about what I want to do to you or like what I want to say to you and your mother, I can't. I'm just.
Yeah, I'm just going to respectfully bow out.
Yeah, gracefully.
While I can.
Gracefully.
Before it gets ugly.
Yeah. Listen, I went to a show last night and we were talking. The topic was your wildest New York City's experiences, right? Hilarious. Shout out to Full Circle. And this one guy talked about how he left a toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And now it was a joke. It was serious. It was real. But he made it into like a joke, like the events adding up. But listening to him talk about his experience of leaving a toxic relationship, the person wasn't willing to let him go. He went to jail. Trying to run away from this person.
Stop.
I'm cute. Listen. He went to jail. And I was thinking to myself, like, if he could have just told her this from the beginning, when he saw the red flags in the beginning of the relationship.
No, but come on.
Maybe her emotions wouldn't have been, because now they invested, they have years together. And he stated, like, he it was going to work from the beginning. So you waited until. Because, you know, people think, oh, I could fix her.
Yeah, but you say years. Her.
And then 2-3 years come back and she's still the crazy woman that you met on the first day. Not saying that her behavior is his responsibility.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, sometimes when you meet somebody and you're in a relationship and you know this is not, you could tell, this ain't going to work out.
Girl, we all been a fool for love.
I've been a fool
for love. We all been a fool for love. I'm sorry. I saw them red flags flashing. And I'm like, listen, it's okay.
Siren.
I love you for who you are. You got a little anger problem. That's okay.
You got a little jealousy problem.
Yeah.
And then we realized the same thing that we... The red flag, or even the same thing that we love about the person become the things that we dislike the most.
Yeah, you know, sometimes too, when you with a person, that person can make you the happiest and also make you the most angriest person.
Yeah.
You know, I think too, that's like, you just, to be completely honest, I think in this day and age, dealing with a person, you really, before y'all even decide to take it there, you really, really, really gotta like, build some type of foundation where you know that person on like a deeper level. Like, y'all need to be talking, y'all need to be asking each other questions.
Dating.
Y'all need to be dating.
Dating. Meaning, you know what dating is, guys? When you go out on dates, when you sit down at a coffee table and you guys talk about childhood trauma, talk about how your daddy left when he was five.
And what did that do to you?
Yeah. How did that affect you? Talk about how you resolve conflict with
them. Like growing up with the independent black woman.
Yeah.
And how you look at women now because of that.
Let's talk about if you was a foster kid, what did I do for you?
I just went on a date. I just went on a date.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting date.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very different type of date.
Right.
Than what I'm used to.
Forget it.
I'm not gonna do that. But we're talking about conversations, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, on the first day, you don't want to get too heavy. You don't want to get too, like, you know, too deep. Because it's like, well, you want to get a person away.
Right.
But I do also think that a first date is a great time to get to know each other and, you know.
Surface
and talk about a lot of things, you know.
Culture.
That you like. Why are you on this date?
Yeah.
Looking for what you want your future to look like. Not talk about your job the whole time.
No.
Not complain about your job.
Mm.
You know, it was very interesting. But I'm starting to realize a lot of men do not know how to hold a conversation. Yeah. And what I'm realizing with myself is I tend to take over, to fill in spaces.
The buffers.
Yeah. And I don't like to feel like...
like you're the man in a bunch.
Yeah.
Like I'm carrying this. I'm on a date with myself.
Yeah. I don't like feeling like that. And I don't like feeling like I love feeling confident, but I don't want to feel like I'm overshadowing.
Yeah, this person. But this person's very dim, though. Like, they're very... I'm not trying to be mean nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, sometimes they just... Yeah.
I need the energy. They need the energy.
They need to learn how to date.
I think to this, right? Some men do not have confidence.
Know that.
Right? I'm the type of woman, if you come with confidence, girl, it's like, ooh. Confidence. I feel a little intimidated by a man. Because I like a man to show that he can, like, he could, first of all, he can tame me because I'm a lot and I got a big mouth.
Tame me.
And I, you know.
Yeah.
I talk a lot. And, you know what I'm
saying? Masculine energy, that alpha energy.
Oh, my God. And it's like, when I feel like I have that alpha energy and a man is having...
The feminine energy?
It's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, because the roles have reversed.
I don't like it.
Because, like, and you know what? So I think a lot of men are scared to present themselves as masculine. And not to say that because you're masculine, like, you are perfect. No, mm-hmm. But, like, women love to know that they're going to be with a provider, a protector, someone who could lead them in the right way. We all know a man, when they walk into that room, the energy that's just...
Yeah, that's what I mean, Nakia. Wow. I mean, like, a man that comes in, they demand that... it's just a confidence that they have about themselves. You don't even have to say much. You don't got to do much. It's just the way you present yourself.
His aura.
Come, you sit down, you open my tape, you know, my chair for me. It's just like, don't get me wrong, the guy did all of that stuff, but it was just like the confidence, like.
He was very sheltered. And I'm not saying that sheltered men can be confident men, but a lot of sheltered people are not necessarily always the most confident people. And so you know, and he became a stranger.
Yeah.
I mean, that was lovers, but
I'm just thinking.
Dating to strangers.
Okay, I'm just going to. I don't want him to watch this podcast and then be like.
Listen, no disrespect to you, you know. So you got to date within your range. You got to know. You're not saying that she's not the one for you, actually. So shout out to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
that's what it is. So back to the topic. But you know what? So just to piggyback off of the masculine energy thing. Also with the women, you know, I think it's very important that women also live in and try to target that feminine energy, right? You want a masculine man. You want a man who is alpha, or you want a man who just could lead. Forget about the alpha and the masculine. Just a man who could lead. You also got to be feminine. If you work at a job that you're a director, manager, you're supervising a team, floor, a section, a department, you go to work and you already leading.
Yep.
You got to know how to take that bad boy off.
Ooh, that's another topic.
That's another topic for another time. We could just leave it here.
Mm-hmm. But, that's a great topic, Nakia. That's a great topic.
You got to talk about
that. That's a great
topic. Yeah. Episode number 2.
Yeah, that's a great topic because navigating your life at work versus navigating your career versus your personal life.
Yep.
And knowing how to put in certain hats. Yo, the other day I met a guy and the man was like, "Are you being a manager?" I said, "Excuse me."
Oh wow.
And I was like, I don't even know you. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that he said that,
it made
me check myself. I was
like, I'm not at work right now.
But I didn't think I was doing it.
Yeah. Because you do it all the time.
I didn't even realize. All I was saying was just like I was being very direct.
Yeah.
No.
But you see, I have something for you.
Okay.
You ain't meet the right man who's going to make you want to be feminine. You're not even going to think about it.
Let me drop this mic right now.
Okay. Mic drop. You're not even going to know that your masculine energy done turned off. Because when he come around, you automatically get melt. You automatically.
And this is what I'm saying to kid with the I'm telling you, I was with a guy that, girl, that man could have told me to do anything.
Jump. How high?
And I'm talking about that energy. I'm talking about like the, yo, he was the softest man.
Yeah, he wasn't an arm.
Understand how I'm explaining that. Like his energy, the way he presented himself.
Yeah.
It was like so powerful. Mm-hmm. But he was the softest, kindest, catering man that I ever dealt with.
Yep. And he definitely led the relationship.
Led.
And that's good to say. Because I think people think masculine and alpha is this big, tough guy who's walking with his chest poke up. No. We ain't talking about that.
Oh, no.
It could be the quiet guys who
yes.
masculine energy.
Yes.
It could be the quiet guys who's running the show. I'm just saying. It's just an aura that they have about themselves.
It's that confidence. It's like, I know that I know what I bring to the table. Yeah. I know that I know, but when I bring this to the table, baby, all you got to do is sit and eat at this table.
I'm serving you.
And that's it.
I'm sorry.
And it was like he was very confident in himself, but he was so kind.
Yeah.
So sweet. So nice.
And that made you just
so girl. I was like,
want to be kinder.
I could not believe it. And he was like, oh my God, you just so. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know. This is not even me.
Yeah, and exactly. So yeah, it's not even me. I didn't recognize who I was.
I'm over here gushing, and I'm like, he's giving me compliments, and I'm just like smiling. I'm like, this is not like a flower. Open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that the key word is confidence. Confidence will
get. And I don't mean sexually. I'm just saying like I was open, like emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Perverts, come on now. Confidence would get you into the room. It would get you that job. It will. Sometimes you've interviewed people, right? Sometimes you see a person who don't got the experience, may not even have the education. But they're confident. They come in. They know what they're talking about.
Yep.
You know, in your mind, you're like, oh, I can hire this person. They'll be easy to hire, easy to train, they'll navigate the space so good because they have the confidence.
Yeah.
Go in there with your shoulders back, head up, and just believe in yourself.
And have a good time, bro.
And that's for dating. Go into the date, believe in yourself, secure the girl, secure the package.
I watched it today. The man said, when you go on first dates, yeah, I don't be asking questions. Yeah. Ask the girl what she likes.
Exactly.
Type of guy she like, what she like to do on dates, what she da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
You know? Then morph into that.
Yeah, exactly.
He literally morphed into that, nigga. I was like, you know what? Duh. They're giving you the cheat code. And the same thing for women. Men, oh, I like her when she's feminine. I like when she do this. He's telling you what he wants. What he
likes. And listen, and if you cannot be that, right, it's okay. You could be strangers right after that date.
Yeah.
But it's good to ask those questions so that you know what she's looking for. If she's not looking I'm not looking for a quiet guy. You know, you're quiet. All right. You know what? Let me excuse myself about it. Or you know what? This might be a good way for me to work on myself, to be more bold.
Yeah.
To speak up a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, try something a little different.
If I'm adventurous and you not, can you find a middle ground?
Yeah, where's the compromise?
If not, then I'm not the one for you and you're not the one for me. But yeah, this episode went many different directions, which I'm not mad at.
We started off where we're supposed to start off, and we're ending it where we're supposed to end it.
Yeah.
Listen, some people you date and you guys just become strangers.
Yeah.
And that's life.
And sometimes you're forced to be strangers.
A lot of times.
And sometimes you know the people that you could, you know, have that little leeway with where you can continue to talk. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you know the people that you just got to cut off. Like, listen, I can't even be nice to you anymore than what I'm being right now because you just do not get it.
Yeah,
no means no. Yeah. No is a complete sentence.
It is. Don't be afraid to cut somebody off if you have to for your own sanity and for your own peace.
Yeah.
Maybe being strangers is just exactly what you guys are supposed to do.
We should have just kept it as strangers.
Yeah. But we want to test the waters out. We want to change the red flags to green flags. And sometimes it's just not worth it. Right?
A lot of times it's not worth it.
But I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode, okay? We enjoyed it. We enjoyed recording it. Listen, tap in. We'll be releasing an episode every week. It's been real, guys. Peace.